So it's Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 38, Translation. Only those who render unreserved, uninterrupted, favorable service unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who carries the wheel of the chariot in his hand, can know the creator of the universe in his full glory, power, and transcendence. So a very nice purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. Only the pure devotees can know the transcendental name, form, and activities of Lord Krishna. Due to their being completely freed from the reactions of fruitive work and mental speculation, the pure devotees have nothing to derive as personal profit from their unalloyed service to the Lord. They render incessant service to the Lord spontaneously, without any reservation. Everyone within the creation of the Lord is rendering service to the Lord, indirectly or directly. No one is an exception to the law of the Lord. Those who are rendering service indirectly, being forced by the illusory agent of the Lord, are rendering service unto him unfavorably. But those who are rendering service unto him directly, under the direction of his beloved agent, are rendering service unto him favorably. Such favorable servitors are devotees of the Lord, and by the grace of the Lord they can enter into the mysterious region of transcendence by the mercy of the Lord. But the mental speculators remain in darkness all the time. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord himself guides the pure devotees towards the path of realization due to their constant engagement in the loving service of the Lord in spontaneous affection. That is the secret of entering into the kingdom of God. Fruitive activities and speculation are no qualifications for entering. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuran Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirveshe Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Every morning we're singing the Guruvastakam prayers, and one of the things we say is Shri Radhika Madhava Yorapara Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Namna. So here we're talking about Lila, the pastimes, Guna, qualities, Rupa, the form, and Nam, the name. So that's the reverse as we normally hear it, name, form, qualities and pastimes. And the spiritual master, he's eager to chant and hear Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And ourselves, we can also become spiritual master. And also, this means that we also have to become eager to hear and chant at every moment. The spiritual master relishes at every moment the chanting and the glorification of the Lord, every single moment. We cannot make demands to the Lord. We cannot make demands to the Lord that, why are you not revealing yourself? I've chanted now a few rounds. How come I'm not getting any reciprocation? How come I'm reading, but I'm not getting full understanding? The Lord has a right to hold himself. what we have done is we have left the Lord and somehow or other ended up in this material sphere. So it's very, it'd be very presumptuous of us, and it would be very demanding of us to just say, give us taste. So therefore, we're doing sadhana, sadhana bhakti. Now we do this process despite whether we like it, despite whether we feel, and then the Lord will then decide how much he then reciprocates with us. So the spiritual master is relishing, and we can also come to this point of relishing, and this is our practice. We look at, for example, even if you wanted to see, even if you got some money and you went to Washington, and you got a cab to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and you demand to see the president. And if you demand to see the president, he's not just going to come out just because you ask him. Yeah? You're not going to see Mr. Trump. You might see some Trump, but you won't see Mr. Trump. Same way, he's like a little bug compared to the demigods. And the demigods, they're seeing us, and we're so small. We sometimes can get caught up thinking we're big. Not just with materialists, even devotees, we can sometimes get caught up, mainly myself, but we can sometimes get caught up if we find that we're a little bit more pure than someone else. We think that, yeah. Basically what it is I've got less, we've all fell in pig stool, except I've just got less pig stool on me, and someone may have a little more. And this is basically what our situation is as sadhika bhaktas, if we look at others in a way that is condescending or anything like that. So we're like little bugs. And the demigods, in one sense, they're like little bugs as well. They're like little bugs. This is like Lord Brahma of the whole universe. And then he knocked on the door of Lord Krishna, and then his guards opened up, and they let it there, and they asked, "Who is it?" And he goes, "Brahma." And then he went to Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna said, "Ask him which Brahma is he." So then he goes, "I'm Brahma, the creator of the whole universe." And then he comes in. And then he asked Krishna later, "How come you asked me, which Brahma am I?" And then Lord Krishna then revealed, there's so many Brahmas, there's so many universes. This is how special Krishna is. Even Mahavishnu, Karnadaksai Vishnu, from which all the universes are emanating, they're also, even Mahavishnu is also trying to get a glance of Lord Krishna. We have these pastimes. Mahavishnu is also trying to get a glance of this very special person. And then he steals the brahmanas. Doyo Nitai Prabhu was giving a class on this. And so the Lord is very, very special. And his glories are unlimited. And if we can tap in to that, this way of thinking, this sphere, then we're able to also chant very nicely, we'll increase our quantity, and we'll increase our quality. The Anantha Sesh is also, Murari Gupta speaks to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, Anantha Sesh is holding up the universes on his hoods. He has like thousands of heads, and still there's so much glories he's chanting and chanting, but there's no limits. No limits to this. And he can never fully glorify the Supreme Lord. In Krishna book it says something nice, that even if a scientist can count all of the atoms in this universe, they won't be able to count the qualities of Sri Krishna. Rupa Goswami saying, I wish I had millions of mouths. So Krishna is very special, and he's not someone we can just demand. You know, I've chanted a few rounds, I've done a bit of service, I'm not getting what I want from him. He can do what he wants to do. So the fruitive worker, imagine what situation they're in, and the mental speculators, nothing to do with Krishna. This is why we need to go out and preach, even if we get them to hold the book, take a book, hear the holy name. This would be such a benefit for them, because they're not doing anything linked to Lord Krishna. They're just like the mental speculators, like a woodlouse in the damp, under a damp floorboard, trying to speculate about what this universe looks like, what the room looks like. They won't know what the city looks like, country. So we cannot speculate, and everyone's speculating. Like I went on an Atma Paradigm course with the devotees here. They were very kind to take me, and this was with His Grace Akandani Prabhu. And we went through all of what the scientists are generally coming up with now. And they come up with so many things which are very, very ridiculous. One idea was that there's a big bang, and it is all random, and it just so happens by coincidence that right now we're just in a blip which looks like it's very organized, and all the atoms are organized, and then it will just move back to being disorganized. This is an actual theory put forward. We're in a blip where it just looks organized. It's just because it's psh, oh, and then, oh, that looks orderly, psh, and then it'll go like that. So there's so many speculations. I mentioned before, once we went to a National History Museum, we went there, and they said something, I'm paraphrasing, and they had this nice board, and it said something like, 4 billion years ago, the core of the Earth was like 20 degrees hotter or something. It's like, how did they come up with that? But what they did was they presented it. They had it on a board. They laminated it. Yeah. So actually, everyone's impressed with anything that's presented. So we simply have to present Krishna consciousness, and we'll have a lot of people interested in something substantial. So speculators, and then the fruitive workers just working. It's like on the theme of bugs and woodlouse. They're like little ants trying to get some scrapings in the material world, trying to get some eating some dust, some dirt. So Krishna says, I'm not manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. He covers them with a potency. And they want to be covered as well. I was thinking about the point made yesterday by Mukunda Hari Prabhu. Yeah. And he was saying how, like, when an actor comes in, like a scary actor, it will scare the kids, because the kids don't know he's an actor. But everyone else, they know he's an actor, you know, so they're not going to get too scared. Actually, when people go to the cinema, people know it's just the actor, you know, whether it be, I've not been to cinema for a while. I may have sneaked off once, but I'm not been for a while. And, you know, someone, Leonardo DiCaprio or some actor. But people know it's him, but they want to get into the role. So actually, we want to get in illusion. That's the thing. And also for devotees, we sometimes don't want to actually hear everything. One of my good friends, he always talks to me about austerities. He likes to read passages from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And I'm always giving the other side, no, no, I'm trying to just love myself right now and take care of myself, my needs. But so sometimes it's selective hearing. We may have selective hearing. I have selective hearing. So Krishna is, he's manifest to those with undivided devotional service. Undivided means just him, not his ego, real ego. Ego is not a bad word. Ego comes from the Latin word. I studied Latin. Ego sum caecilius. I am caecilius. Ego and false ego. So this is where the division is there. And then when we start catering for false ego, which is the manifestation of all of our misconceptions, then it becomes divided. Then Krishna only receives a little part of your devotion if you're doing things with false ego, because the false ego's got different ideas, different direction. The false ego is blocking us, literally. That's the distance between you and the Supreme Lord. False ego doesn't necessarily just mean, you know, chest up, I'm the best. False ego just means a false identification of who you are. And the real ego is, I am a servant of Krishna, I am a spirit soul. And then if you have pure ego, as in yourself, then naturally you can flow, because the nature of the soul is to serve. Yeah, just like water flows. So the soul in its natural state will flow towards loving the Lord. So you have, if you're a pure devotee, you're in your pure constitution. Because you're in your pure constitution, you're doing pure devotional service, and therefore you have pure Krishna consciousness, and therefore you have a pure vision of Krishna. So this is undivided. It's interesting the words that are being used. Without reservation, spontaneous, unalloyed. So, without reservation. So it's like, what does reservation mean? You go to a restaurant. I haven't been to one of them for a while. Can I reserve a table, please? And who would you like to reserve that for? For myself, for my friend. Reserve means it's for you. That's what reservation is. But we should understand that that's not where enjoyment's at. We think it might be, but the enjoyment is, we are meant to enjoy, by the way. But as predominated enjoyer. That's where we get our happiness. We get real happiness from being dominated by the Supreme Lord. And predominating enjoyer, that's Krishna. So reservation for yourself is just completely going against. It's like having a size 11 shoes and then just wearing size 8. And then trying to run. It doesn't fit. It's just wrong. It's not going to work. No. We give the example of trying to enjoy. If you want to enjoy food, if you put it in the mouth, if you try to enjoy it with the hand, it might feel nice a little bit. Hot dal, but warm. It's not natural. Spontaneous, another word being used. Spontaneous, I checked some words, what does spontaneous mean? Spontaneous means unplanned, unsolicited, unrehearsed. So we can come to the spontaneous platform. In Vrindavan, they're in the spontaneous platform. They're not having to have a sadhana checklist and things like that. We can also do spontaneous, but by being sadhaka bhaktas, it's good to have some rigidity in what we're doing towards Krishna. If we are serving the Lord, if we're serving anyone, doing anything actually with someone, if we have it fixed, that no matter what, I'm always there for you. If you're definitely a friend with someone, you can actually just poke him, push him, take something from his plate, call him some names. You can have a go at him. Because you're fixed. Then you can be spontaneous. If you try to be spontaneous in your loving relationship, but it's not even fixed, that actually whether the person even likes you, or whether you even are like the person. So spontaneous, we can come to that platform, but it also means we have to be good sadhakas first. And the word, another word as well. There was one time in Boston, Hamsa Dutta had a bus. It was a proper like Hare Krishna bus. It was a school bus, but they took out all the seats. But then once Srila Prabhupada says, let's go in the bus. And they were like panicking a bit because they didn't have no seats. But then they were so excited, you know, Srila Prabhupada's coming. So all the devotees came in and then they got a chair. They got a chair from that. Yeah, we've done that before in Parashuram's van before. We got caught by police and me and Sutapa had to step out halfway in Amsterdam because we were just on chairs in a van. But anyway, this was a chair. Hamsa Dutta held the chair and Prabhupada said, okay, we're going. Go take a left, take a right. And they honestly didn't know where Prabhupada's taking them. He's taking them here, take them there. And then everyone's really excited as well. Where should our Prabhupada take them? Srila Prabhupada was very certain, right. And go here, roundabout, turn left. And then finally they got to the Commonwealth Pier, this place where Srila Prabhupada came, Jala Dutta. And they hadn't really been there. No one had been there. And then he says, take a left here and then right. And then there was a massive warehouse. And then he pointed up and it said, Unalloyed Steel Company. And Srila Prabhupada, yes, about that. Unalloyed. So alloys are mixed metals. And this is unalloyed. No mixed. Nothing mixed. So when we render service, we can do unalloyed service. And it can be done, not mixed with some of the things that you may want, like the fruitive worker, not mixed with any speculation. So either way, we're going to serve anyway. Yeah. Either 50% of us, 50% of our makeup, if we're only 50% Krishna conscious, the other 50% will serve. Because the constitution of the soul is to serve. So if you're partially serving Krishna, the other, there will be a rest of you serving something else. Now I'd just like to talk about, because with fruitive worker, there was something very nice I read in I've got a new BBT book. What's it? Not Finding... What's the Devramita Maharaj one? Huh? Hiding in Unnatural Happiness. And there's this, I'm just paraphrasing one of the sentences in there. It says... the materialist is making high-tech ways of Neanderthal pursuits and conniving and muscling our way through employment and education, and then at night time a nocturnal brew of illicit union, intoxication and TV, and then covering oneself under the warmth of a blanket trying to cover the misery that will come the next day. So this is the situation of the fruitive worker and the kami. We ourselves, let's talk about ourselves, because we're not quite kami. But we may not be fully pure, so we're in between. We're in between. Yeah, we might be a few cars ahead in the traffic jam. So ours may not be so gross. Many of us have taken vows. No meat, no fish, no eggs, like that. But ours may be subtle. For us, subtle things like name, fame, adoration, distinction, gain. Rather than glorifying Krishna's name, we like to maybe hear our name. Rather than increasing Krishna's fame, kirtan means, comes from the word kirti, to glorify, advertise. We do sankirtan. I hear Govinda Prabhu is doing something very special on Thursdays now. Whole day on Harinam. Very special. And then naturally, if you don't attend things like that, you'll still want to glorify, hear fame, but maybe your own fame. Or fame of some mundane personality. Name, fame, adoration. If we don't adore Krishna, then we start adoring ourselves. And gain. If we don't give Krishna everything, then the opposite is we'll want gain, see what we can get out of it. So it is subtle. Well, it's still gross. Gross as in disgusting gross. Manasiksha. So I pulled out this book. And in Manasiksha it explains how we may be affected right now by the trickling of, I'll say this first, Shri Radha Gokul Nanda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagavan ki. So sorry for such a topic, but it wasn't me who brought it up. It was His Divine Grace Raghunath Das Goswami. He says that this is the trickling in donkey urine. This hypocrisy, deceit. This is talking about for the Vaishnavas. So the sadhaka bhaktas, there's three types. There's swanishta, pranishta, and apeksha. Swanishta is a type of devotee that doesn't really follow the rules of Varnashram. The Parinishta devotee is the one who he follows all the rules, tries to follow all the rules strictly. And the picture is generally the renunciate. So all of them, once they've conquered lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, illusion, then the next challenge will still be there, and that is to stop bathing in this Sharan Mutre, donkey urine. And there's some really nice pictures there. I was a bit scared actually, because a lot of them applied to me. But at least I'm honest. But it's quite scary stuff. So the Swanishta, he actually gets, he does devotional service, but really for just his own sense gratification. And he may, instead of serving the simple devotees, he'll try to serve the rich materialists. You'll see and he may collect a little bit extra for his own food, his own clothing, like that. Then you have the Parinishtha devotee. He's following the rules very strictly in front of everyone, but then in his own time, he lets his feet up and puts, and then he has secret enjoyment. And then there's also the preaching, inappropriate preaching to the opposite gender. In the name of preaching, one may, for example, there's a nice picture in there, you can have a look at it whenever you get a chance. It's this guy, he's like that with chest high, he's got all these like pretty girls all on the other side. And he's got this Bhagavad Gita chapter 2. And all the material, wow, what is it, Prabhu? It's like, dehinasmin yatadehe. It might not just be guys, maybe ladies do it as well. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's subtle. That's donkey urine. And then anyway, it goes, and then the Apeksha devotee, he secretly thinks he's very advanced, even though he'll speak humble words. He likes it when people get their head down on the floor. He actually loves it. Anyway, these are like, so what else? Is there anything else? There's other few things. But this is tricky. But there's a solution. Haribol. It's not all bad. There's a solution. The solution is to bathe in the nectar of love of God, love of Radha and Krishna. And that's the straight, in that same verse it says we can do that. And this bathing in this, and we can dive deep in. One Srila Prabhupada uses, well, may have used it a few times, but he uses, we can be drenched in love of God. So this is another. And this is the real stuff. So I was thinking for myself, what does it mean to serve? In this purpose, I was explaining about serving under the agent of the Lord, and the direction, sorry, agent of the Lord, yeah. Serving the spiritual master. We think we can work it out on our own, but we'll be really, really slow. And sometimes the question comes, do we need spiritual master doing it? It's complicated sometimes discussing that in ISKCON as well. Because in one sense, we already have our main Siksha Guru, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So in one sense, that is shelter of the spiritual master. But as our philosophy is, we have Diksha Guru, we have many Siksha Gurus, and we have a main Siksha Guru, the founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. But the point is, without Guru, it's going to be difficult. It's more or less impossible. When Bhim is fighting Jarasand, because what happened is Yudhishthir Maharaj did this whole Rajasuya sacrifice, and in there they just need everyone's cooperation, and if someone's not going to cooperate, then war will they'll fight them, and unfortunately Jarasand was one of them. He didn't want to cooperate, and then Uddhava came up with the whole idea that why don't you go dressed as brahmanas and then approach it, Jarasand, he's nice to brahmanas, and then just offer him a fight and he'll be up for that as well. So he did that. Jarasand, and when he found out he could see they were warriors, but he still gave them Yudhishthir Maharaj, no, Bhima, Arjuna and Krishna. And he could see that these are not brahmanas, but still he says, what do you want? And then they says, we want to fight. He goes, no problem. He goes, Krishna I'm not going to fight with. He's runchor. He's coward. He goes, Arjun, he's younger than me, and he's no match. Bhim, he's a match. So then they have this whole fight, 28 days. Bhim can't win. He makes that clear to Krishna. So Krishna's like the spiritual master in this case. That's the point I wanted to make. Nothing's going to happen. But then Jarasandha fights very strong. And then Bhima, he then finally approaches, just as Arjun approaches. I've lost composure. I don't know what to do. So he approaches Krishna, and Krishna then gives the history. Because Krishna knows everything. He knows how to be done. And it says that Jarasandha, he was born of two mothers, two halves. And there's a whole long story. There were two halves of him. There were two half babies, and the king saw them as useless and threw them in the forest. And a witch, Jara, she able to put some her magic together. That's why it's called Jarasandha. Sandwanu. Sand. So she put them together. And he goes, what you do is you just split him in half. And you go, whew, and you throw him like that. And then that's exactly what Bhima did. Now, that might not be a fighting technique that anyone's really heard of or done. Well, you actually split them in half. How would you have worked that one out? So this is the spiritual master. So we take shelter of the spiritual master. We serve nicely. We have so many nice devotees. And let's take full advantage. I'll just share a few last few little illuminations or realizations. I say illuminations because realizations means you've put it into reality. That's a realization. Sometimes devotees say, oh, I've had a realization. And then sometimes my mind's like, oh, we'll see about that. Whether it's a realization. Sorry. But it's a realization when it's put into reality. Yeah. So well, anyway, these are illuminations or realizations. Some few thoughts. But one is definitely we can't do Vaishnava Prad. I was speaking to Ananta Gopal Prabhu, one of my friends, and we just brought up in a conversation that I was just saying how if you hear something bad about a devotee, even if it's something just small or something just from somewhere, it does actually change the way you deal with that person. And especially if it's like senior Vaishnava or someone, and you actually look at them, they're like, Hare Krishna Prabhu, and you're like, yeah, yeah, I know about you. Yeah. Hare Bo, yes, Prabhu, Hare Bo. And then it just dawned on, and then we were just discussing how actually it is actually best to just commit suicide. That's what it says, commit suicide. That's how bad it is to hear something of a Vaishnava, because Vaishnava is so precious to Lord Krishna. It's Vaishnava is the field through which Krishna acts. His pictures are never on his own. He's always with his devotees. That's the field. So if you want to play on Krishna's game, if you want to play with Krishna, if you want to play football, for example, with Krishna, you've got to at least go on the pitch. You've got to have a bit of focus on the ball. So if you want to enter into Krishna's world, it's all about the devotees. This was something that will really take us deep in Krishna consciousness. Time is short, but I just read a little prayer that I made. These were a little bit with my realizations. Please bless me with humility and not to again become a mouse. This is a bit of a challenge. I was just discussing. It might be a bit of a challenge for the Lord. One of the challenges for the Lord might be as soon as he makes us advanced, we might start becoming puffed up. As soon as we start becoming, wow, My chanting's improved. My talks have improved. My so forth, whatever. But then our heads become big, and then we don't fit through the door. It's a constant. It must be a challenge for Christians thinking, what shall I do? Shall I elevate him or not? It's not good. So puna mushtika bhava. Don't again do something to make yourself become mad. Please help me always carry on the momentum and not rely on someone else to carry me, nor rely on past bhakti or austerity. If you're driving the car and you take your foot off the accelerator, the car's still going to go the same speed, but for a while. Yeah. So if we sometimes get a bit sort of cocky or something, thinking that I've worked it out, I'm doing okay. Actually, I don't need to chant that many rounds. I'm okay to. You might be okay for a while, and then it all crashes. Please help me not wait for the Lord to catch me, but please help me let go of Maya first and then let the Lord catch me. Please help me to never fall down, because I then become half the man. Please help me to scrape myself off the floor if I ever do fall down. Please always help me share my thoughts with others and not be miserly or rot on my own. Please help me chant at least 16 rounds. Chant more than 16 rounds. And not treat the holy name like some job I'm working. But help me treat the holy name like a friend. If you're with a friend and you're always like, yo, 5 minutes up, I need to go. You're like, what? And every time it's just, bro, I'll give you 5 minutes. And this is not a... Harinam Prabhu is not going to reveal himself so much. Please help me not be rigid if it is not favorable. Please help me fly my own plane. Please help me advise myself the same way I advise others. So sometimes the tendency is when we're supposed to put Krishna in the center, tendency is to sometimes put ourselves in the center. So when it's about austerity and things, instead of doing the austere fast for Krishna, we may be just thinking of ourselves when fasting. Oh God, water, or something like that. And we may be thinking just about ourselves when we're supposed to have Krishna in the center. And then when we're supposed to take care of ourselves, i.e. exercise, physical exercise, our need for having nice interactions, doing what we want to do in Krishna consciousness, then we put too much pressure on ourselves. Go, no, that might be Maya. So we get it sometimes mixed up. If someone approached us and says, oh, Prabhu, I'm having a little difficulty, but now I'm doing this and I'm chanting, I'm doing that, we'd be like, oh, you're doing really well. But then on ourselves, When we may be going through a bit of difficulty, we may be so hard on ourselves. We may treat ourselves differently than how we would advise others. So let's keep the advice constant, the same. Please help me see that Krishna enters the conversation. Please help me make every opportunity a party. It is a party. If you want to have a good party, you generally need good music. Yeah. Need some good food and good friends and some nice discussion. Yeah, in a party, they should have whatever music that goes on. Have some people say you need a bit of a drink, bit of a smoke, bit of a sniff, whatever. Make a good party. So we also have our rules as well. And you can't actually have a constant party. You just need three things. Krishna Katha, because Krishna enters the conversation. That's why it's interesting. Krishna's name. We know that's Krishna. And Krishna Prasadam. And constant party. Throughout the day, I have a few parties. Many parties. So please help me carry that on. Please, I'll finish in 2 minutes now. Please help me not be rebellious at the very things that I want to do. If we set an alarm clock, and now it's dawning on me more and more, I'm trying not to snooze it. You hear that phrase, if you snooze, you lose and all that. And I'm just thinking that, well, I'm the one who set the alarm. If I don't want to wake up at that time, just don't set it at that time. If you like chanting and you've admitted you like chanting, then do the chanting. If you like to distribute books, then when you're on the street, go for it. But because we've been trained by the mind to be rebellious, we're even rebellious against what we ourselves want to do. Whatever you yourself hold in high esteem, do it. If you go against what you yourself hold in high esteem, you'll get low self-esteem. Please help me find my own sacred space, my own finding your dharma. Please help me not complain, criticize, or compare. Please help me write down my thoughts and realizations. Srila Prabhupada was very keen for devotees to do writing, and it doesn't need to be published. Just write, and you'll find that a lot of your issues just get dealt with by praying and writing, because you can get to see yourself what you need to deal with. So I'd just like to conclude on one final point, that we have everything. We're sitting on a gold mine. Everything's there. We've got ISKCON's at its best, in the sense that we have so much access to so many different services, so many nice devotees, so many nice temples. So let's just fully embrace every opportunity. And Krishna's given us the sense how to make each opportunity Krishna conscious. And if you write it down, you'll see where you can improve. Like lately, what I've been doing is writing, where am I spacing out? And I've figured out a few things where I am. I mean, I'm spacing out generally, but where can I? The first one is from when I wake up till Mangalati, having a shower, this and that. I've realized that you can just chant. You can chant the holy names. And you don't have to necessarily chant something fixed. You can chant whatever you want. But that's a good half hour. Then, bathroom, then eating. That can turn into a whole social affair. And it might not be even Krishna conscious. So either have real good Krishna conscious discussion, or just take prasadam and finish quick. So anyway, I'm just talking about streamlining. And then as you streamline, it will become more uninterrupted, and more favorable. And if you catch yourself doing something that you're not happy with yourself, then don't do it again. Nothing wrong making mistakes. Don't make the same mistakes twice. Let's have new mistakes. Oh my God. So thank you very much. So I haven't really left time for questions and answers, but if anyone does want to talk to me, they can. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.